crazy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
Right.
you, thank you, thank you.
Start.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, Ilana Europa, Accent On, every Monday from 6 till 7, and I'm in very, very good mood, and everybody will ask me, why? I have two beautiful girls with me in the studio today, and I'm also beautiful, this will be number 3, but my girls are singers, songwriters. I'm also singer-songwriters, which is making this day very, very exciting for me. I have many news that I would like to share with our listeners. And I think we need to just start our radio, Accent On Radio, right now. Okay, hello, first beautiful, beautiful guest. Okay, Candice Lindsay, how you say when you introduce yourself, how you will introduce yourself?
I say, hello, my name is Candice Lindsay.
Okay, that sounds so much better with this raspy, gorgeous voice.
Yes.
Okay, and another guest, she's my friend, we are working on an album, country album together, and her name is...
Michelle Ivy Jordan.
I just love her accent, because you know what? This radio is about accent, and we were laughing because obviously she's an American, but she has an accent. She has an accent. And I know, Candice Lindsay,
yeah.
You are having, how you say, a lot of beautiful roots, yes? You
yeah.
are, okay, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's roots, you say?
You mean that you are, yeah, you're
well,
from.
Well, I speak Spanish, and I speak Portuguese, and I speak English, so...
But you are born really in America, and
I'm
your
born
parents
in America. My parents are American as well.
What's happened? Why are you speaking so many languages?
From Arizona. I just grew up in Arizona.
And
a lot
that's
of Spanish
how you
speaking.
Just... They speak just... And
a
you are,
lot of Spanish speakers. So my grandmother spoke Spanish, and then my mother and...
You have ear for languages?
A very good ear for language. And my husband is Brazilian, so...
You have an accent in home?
Yes, I have an accent in home.
You know that you belong to our family so well. Okay.
Yes.
I just didn't tell people that you both are singing in different style of music.
Yes. Then,
Candice Lindsay, can you explain to our listeners, before we start listening to your first
okay.
song, what you can say about your style and how the style developed, and maybe a little bit how did you start your music career?
Well, the style of music is kind of a funky, rocky soul kind of music, really funky, kind of like a Lenny Kravitz or Seal Jamiroquai. But this last album, I did all acoustic versions of my songs. So you know, it's just kind of percussion and acoustic guitar. So you really feel and hear my voice and feel the emotion
upfront, yeah.
and essence of it. So.
Okay, and you are a singer-songwriter. Yes,
yes I am.
Okay, and are you... equally writing, co-writing songs on your albums?
Yeah, well, I co-write all the songs. Some, one of them, a couple of them I wrote on my own, and then I co-write or I have a producer come in and help do the music, and I co-produce this last album as well, so I'm very hands-on.
Are you
I
playing instrument?
Not on this. Well, actually, on one song, I'm playing flute.
Oh, whoa.
On my song, Believe, I'm actually playing flute, but that's very hard to sing and play flute like in a
rather?
Show. So that works for the studio.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And okay. I'm learning guitar now as well.
You know what? What about your nails? You think you can do it?
I can do it.
You
I can.
Yeah, she can do it.
I can do it.
She can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I really think that we need to start with the song. Okay.
Let's
and
do that.
I loved it. Title. One of the song title is On and On. I wrote the same song with the same title, yes. And I'm sure yours is much different, which let's maybe start from Crazy Fire.
Crazy Fire will be the best song because we're doing a remix to it now. I just shot, we just finished wrapping the new music video for Crazy Fire. So the version you're going to hear is acoustic, and then now you're going to hear in a couple of months, like the remix, the electric version, the funky version.
Okay, when you will have ready, you need to come and give us because I want to play and we can just put you know, one after another and see the difference. Okay, I love remixes. Anyway, Crazy Fire.
Ow!
Candice Lindsay.
Então, gente, vamos lá.
Dancing here. This is amazing. You like to dance.
I love to dance.
I know, because you look gorgeous. You are just a really, really beautiful woman. And the fire in you showed. Even when you see it, all your body is moving. Okay, we need to come back to our first question. Yeah. I would love to know, how did you start in the business?
Well, I started singing, actually. I sing background for Mark Anthony.
Oh, that's so easy. Okay, yes. Again, repeat.
I used to sing background for Mark Anthony.
No, something Latin. Needed to be before that. You don't wake up and say, singing backup for, yeah.
Well, there was a process. There's so many pieces of it, but I started playing piano at like eight and flute.
Okay, now I
feel
good.
And that was a requirement in my family. My father played saxophone, and we would rehearse at home, and that started there. And I wrote my first song when I was eight, actually. And then it.
And you sang then?
And I sang then as well, yeah, all the time. But my parents were very much like, that's a hobby. Everybody in our family can sing. You focus on studying.
Wow.
So long story short, I graduated with a degree in biology, minor in chemistry.
Oh boy, repeat.
Yeah, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in biology, minor in chemistry from Arizona State.
Wow.
And then I told my parents, now I got a job, and they're like, okay, now you can do whatever you want to do. And I started singing.
Oh.
So that was it. I was like,
sorry, mommy, daddy. But you never looked back. I
never looked back. No.
You know, but
my first background gig was singing, actually, with Brandy on the Oprah Winfrey Show. That was my very first background.
Girl, okay.
So that told me I was going
to
the right
meant
direction.
To be on the stage, but yeah. You also sang with another very known artist.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Years as well.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? But outside of that, I know your career really develops beautifully, yep. And you have your own tours and own band and own successes. Tell us a little bit about that, because being a backup singer, you want to be up front. And I know you belong to be a lead singer, a solist, and you are a lead
of
great
course.
Singer. Then tell us, how did you move from backup singer to the front?
Well, I feel like I was already always a lead singer because I did that before singing backup, but that helped make money in the interim.
Absolutely.
You know,
and travel
and see
the world.
Exactly, and experience. Yeah. It just great experience watching Mark and watching Jennifer perform. So for successes for myself, I did a couple shows in Italy at this 32nd Annual Rochella Jazz Fest last summer. Shows in Brazil. I have some upcoming shows in Brazil in December. And my song you just listened to, Crazy Fire, was off my it was up for consideration for Grammy nomination in 2011, the EP.
Congratulations.
So you'll hear a couple of those songs tonight.
Yes, we have two more songs which we'll be listening to. And I know that you said on the Believe song you played flute.
I believe I played flute because I was like, well, you know, I know how to play it, I just want to incorporate that. And Believe is like one of the crowd favorites. I've done a lot of charity work as of late, and it seems like at the award galas, that's a song that everybody chooses for me to sing, and the whole crowd is crying, and
aww.
I'm crying, and it's just such an uplifting song.
You know, we all are really crazy about working with charities. Yeah. I just love to help children, and you know, Child Help plus A Gift of Life, they're my two favorite charities that I'm working with. And I know Michelle. Hi, Michelle. You have your big plans also to just even create your own charity, because you have some little tiny issue, health issue with your son, and you want to turn this into something very good, yes? And
absolutely, yes.
Then I know that Michelle will be singing, and she always wants to sing and give her time and the time when, you know, somebody needs help, you know? Then, okay, I will come back to charities, because I want to talk about this a little bit more, but I think it's time for Believe.
Let's do Believe.
Oh gosh.
Let's do Believe.
I cannot wait. Candace Lindsay. Believe.
Believe, believe, believe.
Can you feel me when you touch my soul? The way you move me feels so much more than physical. If you want to, you can free your mind, surrender to the light I'm giving when I hold you tight, cause I am you, you are me, forever her. Believe, believe.
Okay, Michelle, what do you think?
I can't talk right now. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, my God, that was amazing.
That was so... Candice Lindsay.
My hairs are standing up.
I don't know what to tell you. This is a beautiful song. You sing so beautifully. It's so, so beautifully. A message is amazing. Mm-hmm. And song is amazing. Bigger than life. And the version and the people who are playing. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank when did you. You when did you write this song?
Well, I wrote this just kind of in the start of leaving singing background with Mark and Jennifer. I actually wrote this song to play for myself, to pep myself up, to do my own solo career, and also just for people to, like, this would be a song that if they're having a bad day or a good day, whatever, pop it on. This will give you some energy and then go out there and kick butt.
You did this, girl. This is something that really, I don't know, I listen and I feel uplifted for sure. Great. It's something that is so powerful about that. And now when you are telling us that still was, that was very important song for you because you just changed your life. You made the choice, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you were a little worried if this is the right choice in right time. And you needed this something. You need to speak out about and give yourself the push to. And I think when it comes to musicians and singers, we have so many moments like that. Mm-hmm. And ability of being able to write, I think, helps us to go through these motions of ups and downs.
Yes, it does.
Then if somebody wants to find your music, where we can find your music?
You can find it on www.candicelindsay.com. You can find it digitally worldwide on iTunes, Amazon, every probably digital outlet.
Could you spell your name?
Yes, that's K-A-N-D-A-C-E and then L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
Yeah, that's very important. Yes. And obvious song, Believe. Please, please, people, let's look for this song because this song can help us to go through a lot of funky moments in life. I love it. I will be listening and playing probably on the radio a lot. Okay, I need to take a little bit break because I have some very good news also. And I was uplifted also, you know, a few days ago. Listenerships for Accent On is growing really, really nicely, and I am just so proud to announce that I start getting an Accent On a lot of supporters, and I'm just very proud to maybe present our first one, and probably next 2-3 weeks we'll be listening to another few sponsors and supporters for Accent On. But right now, let's listen to
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio. Proudly presents Allen Motors Incorporated. This high-quality, experienced auto dealership and auto body located in Thousand Oaks offers a variety of pre-owned vehicles. Search their entire inventory at allenmotors.com or tailor your search by clicking on the New Used Broker tab and fill out the fine car information. Looking for a new car? Save time. Remove the hassle. Let Allen Motors' new car broker department's streamlined service ensure you the best deal. Have your new vehicle delivered to your home or office without even stepping foot into the dealership. Looking for a high-quality restoration? Allen Motors conveniently houses the Allen Auto Body Shop, which features an elite collision center specializing in highline vehicles and expert collision repair, bodywork, and undetectable color matching since 1988. For a free estimate, call 805-496-3371 or go to AllenAutoBodyShop.com.
Thank you so much, and congratulations. And everybody needs to call to Jim Allen, and I can say that Allen's Motors helped me, and with my issue of my car, I just left my Porsche for sale in this place, and hopefully soon will be sold. But in meantime, I was in Europe, and I just called to Allen's Motor and said, hey, I have no time to looking for another car, and when I will come back from Europe, I would like another car to wait for me. And Jim Allen and Allen Motor said, no problem, what do you want? And I just described them what I want, and what can I say? I came back from Europe, and I got my car, and this is car of my dreams. It's a little different, but has 4 seats, which that's what I like about this car. And I can still say it's PT Cruiser. Maybe somebody say, oh, Porsche PT Cruiser. But I'm really, really happy to have one that I have 4 seats. And the look of this car is just enjoyable for me. Reminds me a lot of European car. Anyway, thank you, Allen's Motors. And we'll be talking probably with Jim Allen next week. Okay, now coming back to Candace Lindsay. You know what? You mentioned that you were traveling. You were a wonderful backup singer with the biggest stars in the world. And then you had this like awakening that you said, okay, I need to start believe in my dream. And you went after. And in the meantime, I know you are also wife and mother.
Yes, I am.
And everybody says, how can you do it all? And I know Michelle also is, like we say, mommy of two beautiful children. We'll talk about the two. And I am a mother of two girls also. And I have like two lives. I don't even sometimes know which one. I know they both are very important because I cannot live one without another. Right. But how happened this to you? Because you had this dream, and I know your baby is how old?
Two. He's two.
Then everything happened like recently in your life, yes?
Everything happened very quick, yes. And then actually after I finished the album and found out it was up for consideration for Grammy nomination in 2011, I got an opportunity to perform at this Grammy event, and I was 9 months pregnant. And so I was like, I haven't waited this long to let this go away. So I just got up there, and I had my 4 or 5 inch heels on. And
are we
I
proud of her?
Yes.
Girls, that's so good decision.
We're super women, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I was performing at 8, 9 months. Also, I sang on this group called Social Distortions album, and I went out on tour with them at 8 months. Like, I just was going for it. And my baby comes out, and he's a little rocker.
And you say that you are taking him from time to time to your own tours,
festivals,
yes?
Festivals and studio, and, yeah, he travels. He didn't go with us to Italy. But that was a bit of a longer trip. But he's been with us to Brazil. And
oh, you say as your husband is with you when
yes,
he travels?
Yes.
Is he a musician?
No, he's not. He used to be a model, now a real estate agent for Keller Williams Hollywood Hills office.
Repeat, that's very important.
Keller Williams Hollywood Hills office. Go to sellinghollywoodhills.com. That's my husband's website.
What is his name?
William Cerqueira.
That's Cerqueira?
Cerqueira.
How you spell his name?
C-E-R-Q-U-E. IRA.
Oh, we know. You know what I understand that houses are going up and people will start buying. Then we are wishing your husband the best. And he needs to grab this corner and just shake, you know, the most luck he can and bring money.
Yes.
Because you need to record lots of new songs. Yes. Michelle, I'll come back maybe with Candace a little bit more because we have one more song that we want to play on and on. But right now, Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle, for a little bit. Can you tell us something about you? Because you are in L.A. Mm-hmm. You were two times already. You were with me on Accent On. And right now, I can say you are my really, really good friend. You're a wonderful human being outside of being a great singer. And you're also mommy and wife. And how can you keep this going together? I can say it's not easy. I hope it's easier for Candace Lindsay. But I know you have your own struggles too. Mm-hmm. Then how did this happen that this girl from Texas right now is in L.A. and in L.A. you are singing country?
Because L.A. needs it.
Yes, I love this answer. You are right. We love country songs and we do not have too many country singers here. Then how many years you are in L.A.?
September would be 2 years.
What make you to come here?
Well, living in New Mexico for a year before I came here, and from there made me here, got scouted, basically one of those kind of things, you know. And I was doing comedy, doing stand-up and improv, and then, I don't know, my music, I still have it, and I'm like,
yes,
this is what I want to do. I still do the comedy routines and stuff like that, you know, off and on, but music is what I was born with. You know, and so since I was 7 years old, I've always sang, even if it was the whole family getting around playing banjos, it didn't matter. I wanted to sing.
Because your family is pretty musical.
Oh, yeah, they're very musically inclined, yeah.
Then you're playing trumpet.
Yes, I play trumpet, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we need to say that our plan is to include you playing on the trumpet in one of the country songs that we are just finishing right now.
Right. And what I understand is no country artist has done that before.
Yes.
And so I always wanted to know how we can incorporate me playing trumpet. This would be cool. And so, like you were saying, Candace, about the studio, thank God.
Thank God.
Because I was like, how am I going to do that? You know?
Think we found a song, we wrote a song, and we didn't think about trumpet, but I think we somehow, mm-hmm. with arranger,
yes.
and that is right now, gave us this amazing arrangement. We have a place, perfect place and line for the trumpet, and you have time that you can even later take the break from playing. Is there somebody calling us? Yay! That's my phone, of course. Host with phone.
Here, I'll get it. Hang on a minute. Okay. Let me get it.
I wonder who is calling.
Hello,
but
who's calling?
That's very hot. Okay, let's see who is calling. Oh, Santa Monica. But, probably this is Brian Harry. Okay, let's see what's going on. Anyway, yeah, Michelle, we'll come back to you. But I think our next guest, I think, called us, and this is Brian Farish promotion, and hopefully he is calling to the radio. We'll see. Anyway, I would like to play maybe song of mine. It's Easy Come, Easy Go. This is pop rock song. It's right now, and 5 remixes are right now in dance radio promotion by Harry Towers promotion, and I hope everybody likes it too. And in meantime, I will be calling to Brian because somehow I think my guest missed the phones or messed up the phones. Okay, let's see it.
I believe I didn't hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't want to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
That's my song that made my life in a way, seeing my life in different colors. Easy come, easy go. That's what's happening in my life right now. A lot of transition, but like we all say, there are songs and songs. This one really is very important for me. And right now is in the radio, dance radio. Not this version. This version is called Rocktronica with Josh Harris. But we have Club Jumpers and we have also a Mimo Capuano mix, European mix. Then let's see how this song, sad song, turn to happy song in summer remixes, club remixes. How will it be doing on the radio? Anyway, thank you for listening. Okay, coming back to our guest. Yes, we have Brian Farish calling hopefully soon. But right now, Michelle, I need to talk to you. You know, you are a country singer and you are in LA. We know that LA needs this style very much, and you are working with wonderful producer. Yes. Who is your producer?
Yeah, his name is Travis Allen, and he's in Glendale. I'm with Nashville Tracks and my record label, and he's done an awesome, amazing job.
Oh, wow. And yeah. One of the songs that I will be playing is called Razor Blades?
Razor Blades and Whiskey, yeah.
This title is pretty unusual, and I know you have amazing video, and it's you need to tell us what's going on in your life, because... you are here for a reason. This song is taking off like crazy. You know, you have thousands of people, you know, looking at the video. Mm-hmm. You are number four on the Reverb.
Yeah, I'm number four on Reverb Nation Country. And, you know, it's what's weird. Last Monday I was 14. This Monday I'm four. Yeah. Hopefully next Monday I'll be
one.
But you know, I can't say, I mean, yes, I had a big part of it, but my fans had the biggest part of it, and so I just, like, you know, I thank them a lot, you know, because they're the ones that got me there,
you know. And again, I really think we need to listen to the song. The song is beautiful. I know it has a little break, then I'll be talking a little bit before song starts. When I heard the song, I thought right away this will be a big hit, and way how you sing, people will probably forever
relate
to that, you know. Yeah. I know that your video is a little controversial.
Yes, yes.
And maybe you explain, because some people think it's a little bit too much about drugs, but this is not the message in this video.
The message is basically, if you just listen to the lyrics, the message is basically a bad situation, basically. Just, you need to walk away from it.
Yes.
You know, and that, you know, so, but when people watch the video, they're like, oh, you're promoting drugs and alcohol. No, if you watch the end of the video, she walks away from it.
Yeah, you are watching the beautiful love between man and woman.
Oh, yeah, it was a man and woman situation. But this could be about any situation.
Troubled love. Yeah. And, you know, the girl decided to just...
Walk away
from everything. What was really dangerous and not necessary. Mm-hmm. And that's what the song
writers,
is about.
The writers of that song did an amazing job. It was Mitzi Dawn and Angelina Presley. Thank you for writing this song, because, you know, it's going big, and I'm excited, you know. And
yeah, I cannot wait for your vocals. We have the song No More Drama. Can you tell this, because it's so beautiful, beautiful how you say No More.
No more drama.
Yes, no more drama.
Yeah, no negativity.
That's what we don't want. Okay, but right now, Razor Blades and, you know, the new version.
Whiskey.
And...
I can dig my claws into your bloody, get drunk on knowing that you love me. If you're gonna break me, baby, then I wish you would. I can hurt like this all by myself. Though when I'm with you, it's a heavenly hell. It hurts so bad and it feels so damn good. And we're like cocaine in a paycheck, like a rope and a lonely neck, like a strong drug. Razor blades and whiskey.
I love this song.
Thank
we
you.
We love this song. Baby, you know, can you tell us, you have so many songs that you are working on. Can you tell us who you are working with and what there will be the next songs that you are recording?
Well, I'm producer is Travis Allen, and I'm working with him. Excuse me. And I've actually now formed a band, because the band that's playing for me there is in Tennessee, so we need one here.
I want to hear about your band. Who
yes.
is in your band?
I'm just like tripping out whenever, you know. Dog. Excuse me, I got a horse in my throat.
Well, typical but country girl, I'm you need to have it.
Yeah, I reckon. No, Doc Murdoch is my bass player, which is was on the Jay Leno, played for them, you know, in that band. And James Grover is my lead, you know, and I'm just really proud of that, you know. And I told them, I'm just like, oh, my God, you guys, they're going to just come see you, you know. It's cool. We got a group, and then we're, like, all excited, and we're pumped, you know. We're ready to let the world know that, hey, here we are. It's totally different style. Totally,
you know, why I'm talking to Michelle about that, because a lot of people who do not understand that recording songs, that's one thing, but then you really need to perform. And to perform, you need to have your band, or you are just working with
oh
your tracks.
God, yes.
But that's where the hardest part really starts. And, okay, maybe mm-hmm. you will tell me, Candice, Lindsay, you have your own band?
Yes.
How did you put them together?
Well, just going out and seeing other people perform, and then me sitting in at different clubs and them seeing me perform and them saying, I love your voice. Can I perform with you? I want to perform with you. So I have a lot
okay.
of world-class yeah. musicians, drummers, and...
You know, and everybody say, oh, you know, it's so not easy. Oh, you,
oh,
so, you
no.
know, sometimes it's just so easy
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
musicians
yeah.
are like one family.
Yeah.
If we fall in love with somebody and we love the music, love the voice, love the artistry, it's just so easy. And then it's one family, and then magic is happening. And I
it
know
is.
That with Michelle, magic will happen. We know that this magic happening on the CD, and this amazing acoustic CD is just so beautiful. Uh-oh, we have somebody calling us. Okay,
uh-oh.
That's men that I'm waiting for. Okay. What a good surprise we got you, Brian.
Hello, Alona.
Hello, Brian. Farish promotion. And you know what? I think I need to say sorry, although LA Talk Radio moved, and I probably assumed that it's 310, and if I gave you wrong number, I am so, so sorry. But I'm so happy that in the meantime, when the songs are playing, you and I somehow got to this point, the number is in your hands, and you're calling us, and I'm so, so excited. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Again, Brian, you need to explain us, because we have these amazing two singers, songwriters, and we have Michelle, Ivy, Jordan, we have our Candice Lindsay, and they both are different style. One is a country, and one is rock.
Rock soul.
And we all, and I am pop, electronica, dance, and we all need Brian. Brian, explain us. What is your company about?
Well, thanks for having me on. Absolutely, even if I can't dial the phone number right the first time.
I think you are right. I think I'm wrong. And you are just very good trooper, again, that you put up with this and you didn't give up on a phone call. And I love you for that. Okay, tell us about your company, because you are here to just educate us.
Sure.
Because singers need promotion. Without men like, yeah, girls say, we.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
And I will bring you new clients. I will bring you, hopefully, you know, we'll fall in love. We'll be one family. We'll create a lot of hits. But, yeah, tell me about your promotion company. We need to know a lot.
Absolutely, Alona. What we do, we're over in Santa Monica. And previously, we were right near where you're at, over in the valley, but we're over here now. And we are hired by artists, musical artists, to promote them to radio stations in the U.S. and Canada so they can obtain airplay, meaning listeners, or listens, we like to call them listens, for their music. And we have nowadays decided to stick with commercial regular rotation, for the most part, for about 15 years. We would also offer college promotion, airplay. However, it's a benefit for everybody nowadays, because now you can take pretty much any song, any artist to commercial radio, and we're happy to do that now. It's not as hard as it used to be, and you can get further. So we're happy to offer that, and we want to see artists move forward with their art.
Oh, Brian, you know what? It's so easy coming from you. You say, okay, I have a great artist. I have a good single that you are excited about, and let's work together. And how does this work? I know the money's involved, which everybody who wants to talk to you, how we can find you?
Well, why don't I give out some contact info in just a second here. I do want to say that there are some great articles. I think you've seen them. Well, I think they're great because I wrote them, but I think they're great.
You know, I'll talk to you. No. I just, again, I'm crazy about what you are writing. And please, for everybody who listens, who loves the music, who is self-made musician, who is just independent musician, who is a musician, you need to read these articles written by Brian. Brian, please, can you give us the website and just describe why you are giving away so many unusual and very important messages that maybe some people like you, who are promoters also, they do not want us to know, but you are like, hey, learn, be my partner. You need to understand music business. I love you for that. Then please, can you give us the website for that?
Sure. It's radiomedia.com. That's radiomedia, MEDIA.com. And then just click on the first section there for AirPlay, and there's a little box there for the articles, and you can read those. There's about 72 articles for AirPlay. And the reason I put this information up, Alona, is because, you know, the hardest part about promoting a song to a radio station for AirPlay is making the phone calls. So it's that's the hardest part, and you can't really give that away. So everything else is just details and advice and what to look out for, and that you can certainly put down there. And I like when people try to promote their own songs. It's great because they can see how much hard work is involved. Just trying to make the phone calls, just scheduling the time to make the phone calls, and then actually knowing what to do. And anybody can learn how to do it, and they should. If you're going to be promoting your own albums for your career, you know, of being a musician, why not start now? You know, in a few years, you can be pretty good.
But you are doing this for the last 15 years, and when it comes to genre, is this okay with you to promote soul, rock style? Is this okay for you to promote country? Are you promoting any style and genre of music?
Well, commercial regular rotation is a little more restrictive than non-commercial. So generally, you know, we promote, we don't judge. So if there's any place that we can take material, we will promote it to that place. And we can still do college campaigns. If somebody really wants to do a non-commercial college campaign, they just have to realize that nobody's hearing it. The main purpose of college is to train the students how to broadcast. They don't go out and attract listeners. So the main thing is to realize what you're trying to do. But most people, Alona, want to reach listeners. They want people to hear it. That's why they're doing radio. And so if there's any place at all for commercial regular rotation that we can take any of the styles that you mentioned, and that was a long list. I didn't write that down. But
yes, and I will be having you back. I will be having you back because I have a few questions, and I know time is running out. But I have so many great singers, songwriters. I have so many bands on Accent On, and I really, really think we all need to be educated, and we all need to help this wonderful artists to find you and just, you know, learn how to help themselves, but really with your help.
Well, we're happy to help basically anybody that we can, and I understand that not everyone can afford to hire other people, and that's what the articles are for, because everyone hearing this can read, you know, they can take some nighttime time and read and learn what they can do themselves and what they can't. And everybody, if they can put 10 or 15 hours a week into it, for the, you know, the duration of their campaign, can do something, and they can, once they learn how to do it, it's much easier the following times.
Okay, fast. How we can find you? Because my time on the radio for today is almost done, you will be back, and probably next month. I would love to have you maybe for a little bit longer.
Well, that's fine, Alona. And again, the website is radiomedia.com, and if somebody wants to call, it's 310-998-8305. That again is 310-998-8305. And the website again is radiomedia.com.
Lovely. Thank you so much, and I promise to everybody that I will be having you for much, much longer. This is a very serious topic for a lot of artists, and we need to a little bit talk to you. And still,
okay, Alona,
still some idea.
On.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, girls, our time is almost done, but I have one more song, and I need to finish with this song. Then On and On, Candace Fast, is this something you would like to tell us about?
Well, this is one of the first songs I think I ever recorded. This is off my very first self-entitled album that I did a couple years ago. It's about relationship, On and On. It's more of my jazzy soul neo stuff that I was doing in the beginning, so you can check that out. iTunes.
Thank you so much. Okay, little bit, and then...
Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.